Good morning. Welcome to the Atheist in the Desert podcast. It is Monday, November 19th, 2018. Appreciate you listening. It's interesting. You've heard me say in the past, if you listen to me, that I go over things. I repeat topics. And again, it's part of the reason I've stopped these in the past, because I don't want them to get watered down. But they're just things that interest me. And this morning, I'm going to talk a little bit. I kind of want to start with, like, perspective and life in general, and when, how perspective can change and shift. So yesterday, I'm at Fields. You know, my kids are playing. They both had tournaments this weekend, softball and baseball. Both of them are on pretty decent teams. I'll start with my daughter in the morning. We ended up having to play our old team that we had some issues with, and we thought we were a lot better than them, and we were looking at going out there and waxing the floor with them, and or waxing the field with them, and they ended up beating us. And it was funny because, like, right when the game was over, we were kind of disappointed. You know, we lost, and it wasn't like they came out and beat us down, but they beat us. You know, my daughter pitched a pretty good game and struck a lot of their girls out, and it was just some kind of weird plays here and there, and they beat us, and, you know, we didn't hit the ball, and, you know, whatever, they beat us. It is what it is. But I don't know, I just had this kind of sense of peace when it was over. It just kind of put things in perspective, like, this is just a game. These are, you know, 13-year-old girls, and, you know, it's not that big a deal. And it was funny, because after the game, a lot of the girls, their old teammates, came over, and they were hugging each other, and they were smiling and laughing, and they didn't even care. Like, it was more the parents, and our old coach was all amped up, and she's cheering, and that's all fine. And my favorite moment, and I was telling my wife about it this morning, is that there's a girl. So I coach my daughter's school ball team, and she's on the other team that beat us yesterday, our old team, and she's been struggling on that team. In fact, the last tournament they played in, she didn't even really play, and she ended up getting a hit off my daughter yesterday that scored two runs, and I was happy for her, you know. I'm sure she hasn't had a lot of glory moments, and it was just kind of cool to see her have that little moment, even if it was against my daughter. I didn't really mind. And it got me thinking, and then I ended up going to my son's game. So one bonus about losing, I was able to go watch my son play, because I wasn't able to watch him Saturday because we had to split split the parents. And I went and watched my son, and he lost. And his coaches were kind of whatever. They were emotional. They're younger guys, and, you know, they just want to win, and it's fine. But after that loss, we were walking out, and I just, for the rest of the day, we had a great day, right? Went home, we ended up putting up our Christmas lights, and it was just a relaxing rest of the day. And it just got me thinking about, and I think I heard somebody say this one time, is you find out where you're at and your perspective in moments of travail, meaning when something bad happens. Now, I wouldn't call youth sports, you know, losing in youth sports something bad. But, you know, we have a lot of eggs in these baskets, and maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we need to take a few eggs out of some of these baskets we have them in. And it got me thinking about especially my son. You know, he's 9 years old, you know, and we've played, since September 1st, we've played 30 baseball games, okay? And he has caught in, like, 80% of them. And just multiple things you start to think about. Burnout, injury, you know, what's really important. And I'm, like, to the point now, you know, he's talking about, you know, we more than likely aren't going to play this spring. We're going to take a spring off, maybe play a different sport. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes in life, no matter what it is you're dealing with, in my particular situation, a lot of times we're dealing with youth sports. That's probably our obsession in our household. But we get caught in these ways of thinking that life is just this way and that's it. And then something happens, and it's usually something bad. You know, if, say, you're moving along life, and let's say you're just all you're obsessed with this business, working, making money. And all of a sudden one day, you know, you look at Steve Jobs. Okay, he can be an example. Obsessive, destroy everyone in business, Apple. All of a sudden he has cancer, and they can't get rid of it. And you think his perspective changed? You know, in fact, he's got some quote. You know, I can't remember any of it verbatim, but you could look it up. It was a quote that he gave of something about how, you know, he wished he would have done this, or he would have loved, you know, so he said something about love and loving more. I don't remember exactly verbatim, but his perspective probably changed a little bit. You get sick, and now all of a sudden you're shifted. Holy cow, what's important? You know, and I'm not talking about getting into these cliches of life that, oh, who cares that who wins and loses and blah, 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 and everyone kumbaya, love each other. I'm not saying that. But understanding that life, the universe, is all-encompassing. There's no set, this is what it is. And it got me thinking, you know, after this weekend of sports, I maybe shared it last week, but, and I got into this thing of like, I was just living for the weekend. You know, I'm going to go out there and relax, enjoy my daughter's team. I thought we would do a lot better. We had a good week of practice, see some people. I was looking forward to seeing some people that I hadn't seen in a while. Well, that turned out like that team that I was going to see and those parents, that team got sick. They ended up not even being in the tournament. So I didn't see them. That was one of my plans. I was hoping to see them. And it's just kind of like my weekend didn't go how I thought, right? And I was thinking about it. I used to hear it in recovery meetings a lot. And they used to always say, expectations are a planned resentment. Meaning, and like the story I told a few podcasts back ago about the guy in the village that, you know, every time something would happen, he would just say, well, we'll see, you know, because that is what life is. You know, you have to be malleable in life. You know, you have to be able to go with the flow of life. Because, again, another lesson I got taught again this weekend is not everything is going to go the way you want it to go. It's just not. And that's okay. You know, I was thinking about it when we lost to that team yesterday, my daughter's softball team, and she was kind of disappointed and whatever. And I was thinking about it like, you know, I'm in sales, right? There's been many times where I've gone, worked on a customer, brought them samples, talked to them, can communicate with them, and I end up not getting the job. And it can be disappointing. It stinks, you know. You look at your, hey, that's the money for my family or whatever, and you know, and it is what it is. But if I just sat and dwelled upon that, I'm never going to get the next sale. You know, you got to just constantly be moving with the flow of life and understanding that there's no destination. Like, even though we lost yesterday, like, that's over. Like, if we would have beat that team yesterday and, like, done a little better in the tournament, like, today, okay, it's fine, we won, but now it's over. Now what are we doing today? You know, the birds are out there flying around. They can't survive on yesterday's food they got. They got to go get new food today. And I'm kind of getting a little off my original of what I wanted to kind of talk about with perspective, but the you find out where you are in your, and again, for lack of a better term, because I don't know a better term to describe it, but where you are in your, let's say, spiritual life, okay? And I'm talking about like the spirit of the universe. I'm not saying necessarily God or whatever, but like you find out where you're at. And I look at some of these tools that I was given at a very young age by some really experienced people that had some insight to life. And I didn't even really start to understand any of these tools until the last couple of years. And I had been thinking about them for 20 plus years. And I think that that's what life is. You know, at some point, your so-called knowledge or your whatever has to line up with reality or your reality. And that's happened for me more and more in the last year than it ever has in my life. Things become a little more clearer every day. And I think part of it too is because I really try to remain receptive and open and into the universe and understand that we're all here. We're all on a journey. We're all doing our best with what we have. And sometimes, you know, it takes a moment of defeat or whatever to stop and take a look at things. And this weekend, you know, yesterday, I was just talking with my wife before I left the house, is that even though both our kids' teams yesterday were one and done in their tournaments on Sunday, we were home as a family hanging out, and it was a good day. And had we kept winning and been at the fields longer, we might not have had this perspective. So I think I heard a poem one time that said something about life is all-encompassing, meaning everything you experience in life is part of life. It's part of the ever-changing flow of the universe. good, bad, sad, happy. Embrace all of them. Accept all of them and welcome all of them, you know. Friday after work, I snuck in a hike, and I was up on the top of the mountain, and it was just perfect weather. I mean, like, it might have been 72 degrees, blue sky. There was not maybe a 1 mile per hour of wind up there. And I was just looking around, and I was thinking to myself, I thought about the temperature and how maybe you can liken it to life. A lot of the months of the year down here in the desert, it's hot. It's super hot, 100 plus degrees, you're burning up. You don't go for a hike on those days. And we have some chilliness, like, you know, winter, we get down there 30, 40 sometimes. But a lot, you know, for quite a few months, we're in the 70s. And I don't think I would appreciate the 70s, the 70 degree temperature, without the 100 or even the cold. If it was just 70 year round, and there was never any varying degrees, and everything was just 70 and everything, you wouldn't even like, and I get that way sometimes about just the sun. I mean, it's sunny here 300 plus days a year, and you kind of take it for granted sometimes. But the temperature, like, I don't think I would appreciate it if it was just, you know, like this year round. And I was thinking about that with life. You know, we're not designed to be happy all the time. You know, when I hear somebody say, I'm a happy guy, I'm positive all the time, I'm happy, I'm like, that's fine if you think that, but that's not what life is supposed to be. You know, as human beings, we're supposed to have varying degrees of emotions. And again, I would say, using the weather analogy, if I was just happy all the time, I don't even know if I would know what happy was. Like, if we were just designed that, oh, we're just happy all the time and we never have so-called down feelings, well, there wouldn't be happy, right? You can't have an up without a down, or a left without a right, or I don't even know if that's the correct whatever, but you can't have hot without cold. Like, you have to have both. You know, and sadness is a direct, I mean, happiness and sadness, you have to have both, you know. And, you know, as a person who can experience depression and anxiety and things like that, I sometimes, when I'm in the middle of those things, I get things mixed up and think, and again, I've said this in past podcasts, I think that's what can be a detriment to people with those. And again, I'm not saying there's people out there that have wiring and they probably should be on medication. I'm not here to diagnose or anything, but in those other cases, like, at least for myself, when I get in those moments now, I don't like them. They're not that fun. But sometimes I just kind of accept it. This is how I feel right now. Maybe I do some meditation. Eventually it passes. And then you end up in some moments of peace sometimes where you're like, gosh, you know, this moment of peace or kind of happiness I have right now, if I didn't have that other side, I don't think I would have this. I don't think I would have this moment of peace, you know. It's funny, I'm sitting at a stoplight right now and I'm looking at there's a Mormon temple right next to a job I'm doing right now, and there's this angel Moroni, you know, on the top there. I think that's how you pronounce it. Hopefully I'm not pronouncing it wrong, but that's the angel that brought the word or whatever to Joseph Smith. And I was just thinking about, like, that whole thing. And this church, this temple's beautiful. I mean, that guy, you know, he got something going. You got to give it to him on that. But I wasn't going to be snarky about religion anymore. I think I said that in one of my past podcasts. But, I don't know, perspective this morning. You know, it's Monday morning, you know, so it's, you know me. You know, I'm starting out the week. Now, it's a short week. You know, we got Thanksgiving this week, and that's kind of nice. I'm gonna try just to relax a little bit around the house, maybe get a couple things done this week, maybe try to get some shows watched. There's a lot of good shows on Netflix right now. Wow, there's so many things I want to watch. But no, this morning, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, I'm thinking I might name this podcast Perception or just Perspective or I don't know, and just, you know, maybe even acceptance, you know. The more that I'm able to slow down, not react, like even yesterday, you know, my son, when they were doing their post-game speech, I was really annoyed with what his coaches were saying, and my wife for a second looked at me, she's like, I just want to grab him and take him out of here right now. And I almost was like, I might do that. And then I was like, I just kind of stopped, I listened, you know, and I was thinking about it, you know, just allow, sometimes it's okay just to allow life to flow to you and accept everything that comes your way, good or bad, so-called good or so-called bad, accept it all. And when I'm able to do that, things are, they're a little more peaceful. Just a little more in congruence. Is that the word? Incongruent with the universe. And I think that's why you get a little peace sometimes. Have a spectacular Monday. It's your day to be great. Take care.